Our final feature is about early methods of advertising, and again it's read for us by Sam Elmhurst.
How some distinguished artists helped a soap firm clean up, by Mike Hicks. You may never have heard of Thomas J. Barrett, but to many people, he's considered the father of modern advertising. In 1864, he married Mary Pears, the daughter of Francis Pears, the principal of the famous soap manufacturing business. He was only 23 and had some very bright ideas on how to promote the soap that his adopted family produced. And already he had good connections with America and, as we all know, Pears soap is slightly different to other brands in that it remains different in its appearance. Well, Barrett had the brilliant idea of making arrangements with very famous artists to allow some of their most popular works to be used in advertising. The first one he approached was Sir John Millais, who had produced a very pretty picture called Bubbles. By giving the artist some £2,000, he obtained the copyright to produce the image, which had a dramatic effect on the market appeal of the soap. So successful was his branding and cooperation with famous pictures that he went on to have business tie-ups with many more artists and with very attractive and well-known paintings. At the time, he was accused by many people of making a fool of the artist by using their work to advertise his soap. But I think, in the end, Barrett had the last laugh, because he produced dozens and dozens of these wonderful pictures, which in themselves were unusual because most of them looked like oil paintings. Well, they were coloured plates, full colour, and oleographs and mesogravures, which was a printing process that originated on the continent. If you wanted one of these beautiful prints, you could obtain them quite simply by spending as little as 1 shilling, 5 pence, in some cases less, in some cases more, for a copy. Many of them were framed in black frames, and some in bird's eye maple, but they were instantly found attractive and many thousands were sold. I illustrate two in particular, Bubbles and another one by an artist called C. Burton Barber, entitled Suspense. This featured a dog looking lovingly at the food in front of a young lady sitting up in bed with a kitten beside her. These very romantic and pretty pictures were very popular then, and still are collected today. And all this boosted the fortunes of Pears as a soap manufacturer. And once Barrett's death happened in 1914, Lever Brothers, the giant manufacturer, took over a shareholding, and the whole takeover process was completed in 1920. It was a unique combination of talents. Firstly, the inspiration of Barrett to sign up the artists. Secondly, to link it with the soap. And thirdly, to have an article that looked 100% realistic, almost as good as though it was a painting itself. And over the years, people have collected these and they have remained popular. Probably a lot less than they were 20 years ago, but whenever you see one, they are instantly recognisable. And many of them have details in the corner saying, Pears soap.